God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being filled with the Spirit should not be bantered around as a little nothing phrase. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're full of a person and the manifestation of a person. Being filled with the Spirit is not just something that you claim by faith. Being filled with the Spirit is an experience. Yes. Just because you say, I'm filled with the Spirit, put the filled label on me. I'm a spirit-filled Christian. Doesn't mean you are. Just, how many understand, putting a beautiful four-color label on a can doesn't put anything in the can. How many would rather have a can full than a fancy label? Full of the Spirit. This thing kicked off, this book of Acts, the beginning of the days of the glorious church. It kicked off with them all getting filled. Somebody say filled. Filled. How many understand a quarter tank is not full? Half tank is not full. Three quarters. We're not talking about three quarters. What are we talking about? Not talking about 7/8. What are we talking about? Full. Filled. And even the implication is overflow. Now notice, and you'll see this again and again, they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak. Speaking is an indication of being filled. And you don't have to go any further than the gas tank on your car to understand that. If your gas gauge quit, would there be any other way of finding out if your tank's full or not? Oh yeah, one real simple way. On little airplanes, especially older airplanes, the gas gauges are notoriously unreliable. Certainly not. Yeah, they are. But there's a surefire way to know if a tank's full.
Yes, sir.
Anybody know what it is?
Keep going.
You just keep putting gas in there until you can't put no more.
Amen.
And you open the cap up and the gas comes out when you open the cap. You go, yep. Full of gas.
Yes.
And could you know if you didn't even have a gas gauge, could you know the tank on your car was full?
Yes.
How would you do it? Put that nozzle in there. And you squeeze it. And you don't just stop after a few minutes and go, I wonder if it's full. I wonder if it's full. Are you picking up anything on it being full or not? I don't go bump the tank. What does it sound like? No need getting into all that. Well, pray over me. Do you discern that I'm full? No, just... What do? Just squeeze the nozzle and keep her pumping. Well, is it full yet? Don't really deliberate about that. Just hold her down. And what will happen when it really starts getting full? It'll start spitting. Is that right? It'll start spitting and eventually it'll kick out the mouth.
Yes.
I said it'll kick out the mouth. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to
speak,
indicating they're full.
Yes.
They're full. They filled up, they got full, and out the mouth it came.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues. You see it more than once in the book of Acts. In the book of Ephesians, it says, be filled with the Spirit. Next word is speaking. Be filled with the Spirit. And the implication in the Greek is be being filled. Be continuous. Not just you got filled. Be filled. And what about tomorrow? Be filled. And the next day, be filled. You know, just because you got filled and spoke in tongues in 1959 is no indication that you are filled today. Now, that's not to say the Holy Ghost left you. He doesn't leave you. He's always with you. But that doesn't mean you are continuously full all the time. Now, notice this. We'll show it to you. Acts 2, these folks got filled with the Spirit and they spoke in other tongues. Go back to the fourth chapter. This same bunch, they got filled in Acts 2. They are having wonderful fellowship. They are seeing miracles. Chapter 3, this lame man at the gate called Beautiful got healed. That was a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, like we've already talked about. And they got in trouble with the authorities because of this. Not everybody's going to be happy when you get filled with the Spirit. You think everybody would be thrilled because a man lame from his mother's womb is running around and jumping. But it made some folks so mad they wanted to kill him. And it hasn't changed from that. It's still that way today. Why? Because people don't want to admit they're wrong. That's the bottom line. And if this is right, then they're wrong. And Grandpa was wrong. And Grandma was wrong too. And their whole group was wrong about this. And a lot of folk are just too full of pride to admit that. So what do you do instead? You cover it up. You know, that's what Jesus was about. That's what the crucifixion was about in the natural, getting him shut up. Why? Because more and more people were going, hey, I like this. We like healing. We like miracles. We like Jesus. He's right. But it was showing up what the other guys were doing wrong. Now, what should have happened? How many understand all the Pharisees and Sadducees should have become partners with Jesus' evangelistic outreach? Should all come to the meetings, right? They should have got in on this. They'd have been so much happier. But no. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. My father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said years back he was at a church where he was holding a several week meeting, and good church and strong. But he said the pastor wouldn't come to the meetings. Well, that's bad, isn't it? The pastor won't come to his own meetings. He's there a couple of weeks, and the pastor hadn't been to one. He's having morning and night services. Hadn't been to one. And in praying about, just being there and praying about the services, he had got in his spirit that this man was going to die soon. And he wasn't very old. And he thought about talking to him, and there were some things coming out in the service that could have, if you'd have changed, things could have been different. But he wouldn't even come to the services. And come to find out, he sensed that. And he wasn't going on purpose because of that. And was supposedly too busy. Had other stuff going on. And finally, he said, they were sitting at the table, and he said, he just kind of blurted it out before he meant to. He said, looked at him and said, do you know you're going to die real soon? And said, the pastor looked at him and said, yeah, I know it. He said, well, do you know you don't have to? He said, yeah, I guess. He said, but to do that, I'd have to admit that you're right about these things, and I'd just rather die. And just a few days after he left, he did. He died. Well, it wasn't that he was right. It's that the Bible is right. Yes, sir. Now, you might think, well, oh, that's crazy. People have done it over and over and over again. They're just too proud to admit, I've been wrong about this, and I need to change, and I've said too much, I've done too much, and I just don't want to deal with it. And it would have been much easier than they imagined it would be if they'd have just taken the step. The Lord would have helped them. He'd have given them favor. There's nobody among us that's never missed it. If somebody steps up and says, hey, I taught that and it was wrong and I'm sorry and I'm going to repent. I mean, people respect that. They won't just despise you. Now, if you have to do it every other day, they might get tired of it. But people know that they themselves have missed it. You don't want to be too proud to change. But he wouldn't acknowledge that those things that he had spoken against and taught against were actually right and in the Bible. But we want to be open and teachable. How many believe we have a lot more to learn about being filled with the Spirit? A lot more to learn. about the gifts of the Spirit. These people that got filled in Acts 2, it's obvious. The Bible said they did. But look in Acts 4, where you're holding your place there, I think. It said that they came back after being threatened, and they prayed in unison. And the Bible said in verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. And what did they do? They spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, a bunch of these people are the same people that got filled in Acts 2. Now, there have been some new people added to them, but it didn't just say the new people got filled. They all got filled. There is one initial filling of the Holy Spirit, but there are many following refillings. We're to be filled again and again and again and again. In times of prayer, we're to get filled up in the Spirit. In good services, we ought to get filled up in the Spirit. In good times of praise and worship, we ought to get filled with the Spirit. Now, natural people just try to make that natural. They say, well, that just means you just stir up some extra enthusiasm. That just means that you're more intense. No, no, no. This is not about you being more enthusiastic or more intense. That'd be being full of enthusiasm. Being full of intensity. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being full of somebody who is not you. A different person from yourself. Filling you up. And if you've ever been filled with the Spirit, you know what we're talking about. Nobody has to say, well, what in the world could that be? Oh, glory to God. Yeah. That's when some of the other people start talking about you. You get filled with the Spirit, you'll act differently. You get filled with the Spirit, you speak boldly. I'm quoting references in scriptures now. You get filled with the Spirit, you might sing. You might shout. You might run. You might dance. Filled with the Spirit. Somebody say, filled with the Spirit. Filled. Now, people who've never been filled with the Spirit and people who are not spiritual, they think it's foolish. They think, is all that really necessary? I don't go for all that. Makes me nervous. I like a nice, quiet, dead church. Oh. Well, you don't want a bunch of flesh and a bunch of junk, but you do want the move of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom, liberty, and life. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of love and peace and joy where He's in manifestation. It's wonderful. Somebody say wonderful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Filled with the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304M. That's R1304M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.